This is XA Anderson. Welcome to the Principal Podcast today. So research has shown that people respond better to positive consequences than to negative consequences. So in fact, if you want to shape human behavior, positive reinforcement has been shown to be one of the most effective ways to shape human behavior. So as a dad in our homes, and we're trying to influence people, it could even be at work or in other relationships, if we remember that, in fact, this thought right here changed the way I parented. This thought right here that I'm about to share with you. Behaviors are like seeds. Tension is like a water. So if you imagine I have a pitcher of water here in my hand, and I'm watering the behaviors that I want to see grow with attention. So the problem is that sometimes we do it backwards, and some parents don't realize this principle. So what happens, you ever seen the parent, the kid walks in, the parent says, "I can't believe you stayed up till 2 a.m. You didn't make your bed. You didn't do your chores. You didn't," whatever it is. What that parent's doing is seeing the behaviors that they don't want, which was staying up late or not making their bed or whatever it was, and they're watering those behaviors with attention. And actually, a lot of times it's very possible that they are making those behaviors more likely to occur. What's the more effective way to do it is to find ways to basically catch people doing something right. So let me tell you how you can do this. When your kids are playing nicely, some parents say, "Well, they're playing nicely, let's just leave them alone." What you could do instead is walk in and say, "I love it how you're playing nicely together." When they're doing their homework, say, "Look, I can tell you're really putting some good effort into that math problem." When they're playing kindly, when your children are doing what you want them to do, don't water the weeds. Water what you want them to do. And this is not just me saying this. This is research-based. They found that the best way to get rid of problem behavior is to focus on good behavior. Let me say that again. The research shows that the best way to get rid of problem behavior is to focus on good behavior. So I know when I read somewhere that there was, a tantruming kid. If any of you have tantruming children, some parents, yell and scream at their kids or be quiet, or they give them a ton of attention. Do you watch what happens when you see a tantruming kid? Usually the parent has been reinforcing that. I hate to say that, but that's what usually happens, is the parent is saying, "Oh my goodness, why are you acting this way? Here's an iPad, here's a phone. Can you please not embarrass mommy, or please not embarrass daddy?" Or they start saying, "Don't you behave that way." And there are all kinds of attention. The kid, that behavior is getting watered with attention, even though the parents, by trying to, maybe punish the kid to get out of it, a lot of times they're reinforcing it. I've read somewhere that one of the best ways to get rid of that kind of behavior is to put them in a zero reinforcing environment. So a zero attention environment. So like a corner, if you're going to act like that, you can go sit in the corner and then just let them burn out. Sometimes they might tantrum for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or maybe 25 minutes, but you don't give them attention while they're tantruming. Now you can make sure that nothing's wrong. Like you can check and make sure that they're not they're sitting on something that's, pinching them or something, but giving them zero attention for that behavior, if you do it consistently, the behavior will extinguish. Now, they have found that if children are, if they've been reinforced for a long time, when you first start doing this, put them in the corner and let them burn out kind of thing, they might get worse for just a little bit. Over the next little while, because they're so used to the parent giving them attention, so they might turn it up for a little while. It's called an extinction burst in psychology. You've got to be prepared that it might get a little bit worse before it gets better. But when it gets better, if you're consistent, it will get better, because they found that children would like any kind of attention is better than no attention. So if I can remember that, number one, I want to catch my kids doing something right. Number two, if they really are misbehaving, maybe they could be in a spot where they get zero attention. And this is difficult for some parents. If the child's tantruming and the kid's screaming, and 7 minutes later, 8 minutes later, and just flailing and kicking their arms, trying to get attention, sometimes the parents give in and say, "Why are you doing that?" What they really need to do is just let it extinguish. If you want a good resource on this, I think one of the best resources on this is The Power of Positive Parenting by Glenn Latham. It's a green book, paperback. Power of Positive Parenting by Glenn Latham. The principles of that are a super, super good resource. By the way, I don't get any, and I'm not affiliated with them in any way. And there's no financial reward for me sharing this with you, other than that I think it's a great resource. So good luck today. Thanks for listening to the Principal Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Principal Podcast today. Sign up for my newsletter specifically geared towards helping you be an awesome dad, an awesome parent, to be able to better lead, love, and influence your family and children at xsane.com/subscribe. That's xsane.com/subscribe, spelled xsane.com/subscribe. This newsletter is going to give you tips about how to be a great dad with the links in the show notes. But whatever you do, remember that what you do in your own home will have more influence than anything else you do in the world. Thanks again for listening today.